Oh, okay. You feel sick. You say you are sick.
Sick at my stomach?
Yeah, exactly.
Nauseated?
The thing that we were trying to get there was the whether you would say to or at. Some people say sick to your stomachs, and some people say stick at your stomach. So you said at, which is very interesting. If I can't talk anymore, I've been talking too much, it's because I'm...
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And if your joints are inflamed...
Arthritis or rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Rheumatism is generally a broader, older frame and might include the muscle aches, whereas arthritis is primarily joints.
Okay. If I have a pain down here,
And it might be appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. And a disease that's dangerous to kids and begins as a sore throat.
Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. What's that disease that you can get from ticks in Colorado? Not the tick
disease.
Not that one, the other one. The one that we've always had in Colorado.
Deer fever.
Okay. Is that the same as Rocky Mountain fever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ticks are usually born on the deer first, and then they get to you.
Mm-hmm. There's a disease that I'm not sure if it's only in Tucson or if we also have it out here, but so in Tucson they say you get it from the dust. And it's sort of like mono. It makes you real tired, but it's not mono. It's something else. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, during the Dust Bowl years, people died of dust pneumonia simply because they breathed in so much of it. But I don't know any particular...
So you haven't heard of, like, desert fever?
No.
Okay.
Central Texas, they get cedar fever.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's bizarre. That disease it didn't start there, but there was a lot of hype up on the Navajo reservation a few years ago. What was that? It was from the... the mice.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that was called?
Can't think of it at the moment.
What about that other one that is, that has received, I guess, less hype, but we still have it.
The bubonic plague is also carried by rats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that other one, the one on the Navajo reservation, was the hantavirus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably been around a long time, but they just identified it recently.
Mm-hmm.
And they named it, tracked down the source, so
forth. If somebody shoots you, you have a bullet, what?
Wound.
Mm-hmm. And if a person is kind of pale and...
listless.
Or if they're just not doing too well, you say that they are...
poorly.
Okay, good.
Let's see. I know the term, but I
poorly
don't think
is
I've ever
perfect.
Used it.
Ailing.
Down in the mouth.
Uh-huh.